Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, James Casserly has just graduated from his sixth year in secondary school, but he's been excluded from the post-graduation night out and the Debs. And his mum, Councillor Vicky Casserly, who's a Fine Gael election candidate in Dublin Midwest, is with us on the line today. Vicky, what happened?
Hi, Andrea. I suppose over the past number of months, as it happens, the graduation night out was to take place and the Debs night was planned. So two internal committees within the school were set up independent of the staff in the school. James purchased his tickets back in February, I think it was. And it transpired that the venues that were booked were not wheelchair accessible. So James reached out to both committees to see if something could be done. We independently contacted Debs Ireland and we reached out to the school to say, you know, this has happened. Is there any way, because of the ethos of the school and school branding, that you can link in and obviously ensure the ethos of the school is followed in that regard? But unfortunately, it didn't make a difference at the time, and they still proceeded with that same event. So we had kind of talked about it at home for a while, and it deeply upset the family, and James. And I suppose James wanted to kind of share his story, which we did last week, because he wouldn't like to see it happen to anyone else.
So it's that the venue just isn't, it's not accessible. Is that really the point, Vicky, with it?
Well, the venue is not accessible, but I suppose our point is, you know, I suppose as a student, James is in the school 5 years, he's a wheelchair user, that, you know, this should have been considered or a conversation that took place. Debs Ireland offered out a number of venues and the question was asked in Debs Ireland, are there any access needs? And mistakes happen. Like, I mean, young people, it doesn't matter what your age are, is, you know, mistakes can happen. And if it's not something you live with, it might not automatically be the first thing you think of. But when the matter was identified, Debs Ireland offered alternative venue, you know, or an alternative date, but the committee decided to hold firm with what they'd initially booked.
And is this, when you say the committee, is this the school committee made up of the student body?
Made up of student body,
okay.
Yeah.
And when you spoke to the principal or teachers within the school, was there any intervention?
Not till that point. As this morning they have contacted me to say they may have a solution. But I think my concern is from where I am, the school have a duty of care, and where the school name, be it a good story or a bad story with any event, they do have a duty of care and responsibility to make sure the ethos of the school is followed, and that is of inclusion and diversity within the school.
How was James feeling about it, Vicky?
He was really sad. He was really, really upset. James is an incredible advocate for disability and access and inclusion. And in his own words, he just felt like nobody cared. And I suppose as a parent, when you hear that, it's heart-wrenching.
Of course,
because
it is, yeah.
From, I suppose, my perspective as his mum and his nana and his dad, his stepdad, we all do our best over the years to make sure that he has every opportunity to have access and inclusion in education. And you get to that last hurdle and it's an emotional time anyway, you know, finishing secondary school. And my goodness, James has been through neurosurgeries, major work.
He's had a tough time of it, Vicky.
He has had
Yeah, he really has.
And he's always put his best foot forward. And I think to get to that last hurdle and to get to that point where he's like, I need to share this because I don't want it to happen to anyone else. And that's really all that he wants, is for it not to happen to anyone else. We have our own memories. He's a member. He coaches with Lucan United. They surprised him, the other fellow coaches, you know, for his graduation night. But I think he felt it because he knew he was going to school that day to graduate. And when we came home and that finished, he knew everyone else was going off on that bus to that night out. And how that impacted him emotionally just wasn't good. Now, like, I would like to say there's other teachers, I mean, the teaching staff and support staff in that school are phenomenal. I firmly believe this is from the top up that need to look at the responsibility. There are outstanding staff members there that really value inclusivity and diversity in an educational setting and appreciate that. Tony Smith, you know, with the football, like James is a coach, he has his coaching badges, he goes off in that bus just like everyone else. You know, and they see the value in that, of that equality.
Yeah, but this was a big deal, and it's the Debs night and graduation night.
It was a big deal, and where a school name or any organisation's name is associated with something, they do have duty of care to make sure that educational piece for every student in every school in our country, and this is what James wants, understands what it means to have equality and understands what it means to be included.
Is there any chance of it being overturned?
I'm not too sure. The school have looked to reach out, but you know, if it's still the same venue, we know from our own research it just won't work. But they are reaching out now, but I don't understand why they wouldn't intercept.
Okay. Well, look, if there's any change, Vicky, to the situation, do let us know, you know, and do keep us posted, because I know for James, and he's been a regular over the years on this programme. I know I've talked to him many times, and even during COVID as well when he was in hospital. So I've no doubt that he's keen to get in to the event and to the Debs. Sure, it's a big deal for every student, of course. Why wouldn't he want to? Vicky, listen, thank you for joining us in the programme today. That's Vicky Casterly there, James's mum. Look, obviously they'd love to get that situation resolved. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com, as always, that's the email address if you want to share your own story with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday,
brought to you by Active Iron
on Newstalk.